That's nuts.
Right? My name is Alexander. How much again?
Pronto. I'm going to sing a song that everybody knows, but you sing it wrong, guaranteed. It's one of those songs from the 60s and 70s where everyone was really high all the time, unlike now. But it's, you know, like those songs that you sing and you think you know the words, but you're singing it wrong, but you sort of have been singing it wrong for 30 years, so you just sort of accept it. Like, you know, rolled up like a douche, I got a boner in the knife. You know, that kind of song. But this is Goodbye Yellow Brick Road by Sir Elton John. And the lyrics are, goodbye yellow brick road, where the dogs of society howl. You can't plant me in your penthouse. I'm going back to my plow. I know, but whatever. This is the part that I always got wrong. I used to think they were saying, back to a grubby old towel in the woods. Because I had big brothers and they kept their dirty magazines in the woods. And I figured, there must be a towel too. But the lyric in truth is, back to the howling old owl in the woods, hunting the horny-backed toad.
Okay.
Now, I don't know Sir Elton John. I've never met Sir Elton John. I'm a fan of his work. But, I mean, he is a knight, so he must be brave, you know. But he doesn't strike me as someone who will go anywhere dirty looking for frogs. I think if he... Actually, it's Bernie Taupin wrote the lyrics for all of his songs, and Sir Elton John made them amazing with his vocals and his arrangements and stuff. But I think if Sir Elton John had had a hand in the writing of the lyric, it would be more like, back to the howling old owl in the woods, hunting for horny black Todd. But maybe not as commercially viable. But so now here, now that you know the words, feel free to sing along to Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road.
Oh,
that to him. Scott Weddle on the guitar, ladies and gentlemen. He's bringing a tambourine to Norman. Oh, no, not to Norman, sorry. Norman is standing there taking all the glory, because you're just an amazing person, Norman. I love you. Norman on percussion, ladies and gentlemen. So this song
is why I don't get to perform with all symphonies. It's my most requested and most feared.
And for the people who've only seen me with my pink martini and wearing a dress and being all nice, let me just say, these are just sounds coming out of my mouth. These are just words that what makes sense to some, not to all, but you know, I consider myself a feminist, but I do detest the word vagina. I hate it. I know, whatever, we have to call ownership, and take pride in our plow. No, fuck, the word vagina is gross. Think of the face you make when you say it. It's a gross word. It doesn't sound like what it is, and it certainly doesn't sound like anything anybody would want. It sounds like something you get between your toes, like taking a shower at the beach. Oh, guys, I got vagina, and I can't go to the pool today. So, these are just semantics, you know, and let's just be fair and balanced. And talk about the word penis, okay? This, again, for my sensitive people, the word penis, I mean, it's like the center of your universe, and you're gonna call it penis. It's like nociums. It sounds like another word for small. It's a terrible word. It's a terrible word. It's like whoever named our body parts didn't want us to use them for any pleasure. You gotta like break that shit out if you need it. Because it's unpleasant to say. So anyway, yeah, this is my most... Just now that we're kind of knowing where I'm at, this is my most feared and yet most requested song. Ready? Yeah, man. I'll hear a song that I've always loved. I'll be like, oh my God, I want to do that with symphony. And then I'll be like, James. And I gear myself up because James has really good taste and I don't. And I'm like, James. And James will be like, ugh, really? I'm like, please, a little bit. It's one of those songs. Because I heard this song and it was like, it just, for some reason, it hit me. It made me start crying. I'm like, this is an unrealized Christmas song. It's about hope, and it's about children, and it's about like being like a child, like, and it's a wonderful life, you know. And he's just like, I don't want to live, and then he's like, but I do. At the end, and he believes in angels and shit ringing on the tree, and it means something, you guys. It means something. And if you don't know this song and you pretend to be all cool and sit on your hands, you can suck it. Go ahead, start it.
Getting in tune, the music's played by the bad band.
know I'm a dork, and I know I make sense to a lot of you, and you're probably embarrassed that I do. Which is fine. That happens to a lot of people. It doesn't mean that I'm right. I'm wrong a lot, but I do make some sense, as crazy as it is. Love is the most important thing in our lives, and music for me, and I obviously am biased, art and expression, you know, the articulation of things that people can't normally comfortably express in themselves, unless they're creative. You know, you can say, I love you, and you can feel all these things, but really, when you are feeling something so overwhelming, a broken heart, grief, loss, even exuberance, joy, ecstasy, music, a song, something just is that exclamation point to that experience. And it's a universal experience, because you're not the only person who loves that song. You're not the only person who feels that way. And there's something very comforting about that makes us all the same. There could be people who voted so differently down the line forever and ever and ever, but they fucking love that song. And you've been standing next to someone who's like got a MAGA shirt on, but you're like, you're both holding up lighters, and you're like, shit, all right, dude, yeah, you know what, this is the shit right here. It's okay, we can agree. We can find common ground in our hearts. And even though I didn't have parents, I got this lesson, because I think something about when you don't have that thing, that you start to idealize it. Either when you're a teenager or a kid and you're rebellious, you'll either go totally the opposite way and be like, fuck it, I don't need anybody. Or you're just like, oh my God, become totally obsessed. And I collect parents. I do. I have parents all over this world, and I have friends, and my band, as much as it annoys the shit out of them, they're my family. They're my family. And so family is super important to me. And this song is about a woman who was sort of a surrogate mom, also known as a momstitute, in my life. When my mother was very, very kind and very sweet, but she was mentally ill and spent most of my childhood in mental institutions, and she died in an assisted living facility. Very good person, just a mess. And so my best friend's mom was this amazing biology teacher, and a wonderful, she was like the neighborhood mom. Everyone went to their house. And so Anne was one of my many momstitutes, and then she got very sick. It's like 10 years, more than 10 years. But I came back to Southborough, Massachusetts, and I stayed in their house, and we slept on the dining room floor while we were dealing with the hospice and doing all that stuff. And so we all lose people, and someone in our life is going to lose us. And it's not fun, it's not pretty, but it happens to us all eventually. And it's awful, especially when you lose someone prematurely. But like I was talking about grief before, it's kind of an inevitable step. But I have to say that the lyrics to this song are from the experience I had, that we all had, not just me, in being with her as she passed in and out of the veil. I have no religious dog in any fight. I have no dogmatic agenda at all. All I'm saying is that we're all gonna fucking die, and it's okay. It's okay. There is absolutely nothing, not only nothing, but love on the other side of that veil, no matter what you call it, or who you call it, or what name, or what direction you face, what position you're in, what kind of shaped house, with whatever windows, whatever day of the week you do shit. There's nothing but love on the other side of that veil, and not only that, it's on this side. It's on this side. So that's what this song is about.
This feels alright.
She's every damn word tonight. Thanks, you guys. All right. We have a couple more songs. This one, I know you were too overcome with emotion for Forever Young to sing with me. I get it. It's cool, man. It's a staggering piece. Kind of like this. That's gross. I'm being really gross right now. No, but this song, you gotta fucking know. You know it. And here's where the super hippie comes out. I mean, obviously, I've proven to be kind of a hippie already. But this is where the super hippie comes out. And it's totally fine. It's Santa Cruz, you tempe chomping, hemp basket carrying, full of tempe people. You get it. And here's the thing. Even if you're totally stoked, and I'm not looking for a reaction, I don't want to create any kind of conflict in this room. I don't. But even if you are super into what's happening with the administration, even if you voted and you're super, no. This is just a room full of love. If you're into it and you're thinking he's great and all of his people are all awesome and it's super cool and you're excited, you cannot deny the fact that everybody is super unhappy and stressed and angry and arguing way more than before. And not just here. It's not an American phenomenon. It's all over the world. I tour all over the world. And it's in England. It's in Turkey. Everybody's afraid because there's like this crazy power grab going on. And it's just a power grab. And it's not about sharing and taking care of each other. It's scary what's happening. And people are responding in fear. And any religion, any spiritual practice will tell you that fear is the absence of love, period. So here's the thing. Music, because it's the most accessible to all of us, it's the most commercial and the most, we have it so much more in our lives than other art forms, it's assimilated more readily into ourselves. And I know that sounds super weird, but it's true. And that's why you need to sing this song with me, because I believe in that sort of phenomena where people go to a high crime area in like Detroit or like Rochester or like wherever where there's been crime, and they'll meditate about peace, and all of a sudden, weirdly, the crime rate goes down and like people suddenly kind of feel better. I totally believe in that, and I've done it. I've practiced it myself one-on-one with psychopaths. I have. And I've just like pictured in my mind holding their face, and I'm not even trying to be funny right now, holding their face and saying into their face some Marianne Williamson shit right now, I'm about to tell you, but it works. If you pick, don't do it. Don't break that boundary. But if someone is really incensed, angry, frightened, a child, or someone who's violent and they're not operating at the same level as you, picture in your mind, picture it just as clearly as you can in your mind. You're holding their face and you're saying, I'm so sorry you're in pain. I love you so much. I love you so much. I promise you're going to be okay. And I swear to God, I've done that to people. Not to them, but it fucking works. It's something changes cellularly. We change each other. We affect each other. So this song, if it doesn't affect you, you're a dick anyway, so. All right, Gauntlet Pro! You ready? From here and straight up! Every call did not get up, I dialed, oh yeah. nothing like Sean Spicer, but his name is Greg Buddy Cinq Étoiles Éclandre. They don't know why, but if they feel good, they're gonna do good. Let's do this. Ready? Somebody to this part's the hard part. Ready? Big breath. On the piano, one of my best friends in the whole world is Mr. Jimmy Jams Beaton on the piano. Incredible person. On the bass guitar is Mr. Matt Stranger Burton Brown. On the drums is Mr. Greg Buddy Cinq Étoiles. On the guitar, my moral compass, Mr. Hottie Potty Scotty Weddle. Your beloved Santa Cruz Symphony Orchestra in the under the guidance of Maestro Dan Sorg. An amazing day. We've had an amazing day with all of you guys. Alright, so a long time ago, I was asked to write a song for marriage equality, for people's right to marry. Same sex couples. Now a lot of people have a problem, even some gay people have a problem with that, but I think it's a basic human right, and when I wrote this song, I thought, it's not gonna be, you know, this is like a non-issue. People are gonna be like, what were we so worried about? Anyway, we're still fighting, I guess. Excuse me. Get it out, girl. Exercise those demons. So, they wanted me to write a love anthem about the celebration of a union, the celebration of love, regardless of gender, regardless of, you know, religious affiliation. There are people that just pledge themselves to each other, and God bless it. It's so We all have been to weddings and we've all been handing hankies to motherfuckers that didn't work out. So when it works out, it's like, wow, that's been touched by God. And so I was asked to write this song and I was really kind of intimidated by it because it's a big deal. And so I thought about love songs, I thought about love and marriage and commitment and kind of those storied old things about marriage. And then I thought, I was like, well, you know, every love song has kind of already been written. Everything has been said and written about love. Every prayer, every ask, everything. And I thought, what would love say? And when I asked that question, the song came out of me almost completely done. And all I asked was, we ask so much for love. We ask, we want big love, true, true love, one love, the love, better love, bigger love, pure. When someone we know, or even we don't know, there's another horrible attack going on in London again. And we have so many friends there. And so we send our love as if it's a guardian angel. We send our love. It's important. And so as a human being, I ask a lot of love. I expect a lot from love. If love could ask me anything, if love could ask us to do anything, what would love ask?
Stand up for me, and we'll stand together. I'm the sky above you. Oh, I love you, everyone. Stand up for me, for your great grandmother, for your and everyone. Be the light, be the answer, be the music in the dark. Stand up for me, and I'll stand beside you. I'm the light that guides you from inside you and everyone.
Thanks, you guys. boss man. Hold on. Here's the thing. Normally we leave and everybody's like, oh my god, play one more. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna pretend that you guys were just fucking ripping the place apart and there was a hazard and we had to come back. Oh shit, don't. Oh. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, here's our medically necessary encore. It's a really weird, out there, classical song that no one has ever heard before. Scotty, go ahead. I want to see some lighters in this motherfucker, please. Get your fake phone lighters, it's fine. Don't actually start a fire. But just, you know, be glad that rock and roll is here to stay. Thank you. so much, Santa Cruz. God bless you all. Thank you to my